God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Welcome to the house of God. Feel free to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming out today. Now, please sign the attendance book. And also, I want to remind you about the church conference at 2 p.m. at St. Paul United Methodist Church. So, I plan to attend that conference. And also, at 11:30 a.m., following the second service, we will have endowment team meeting at the library. So please come also, those who are involved. And I don't have anything else. We are ready for the introit.
And if you're able, let's all stand and sing our praise.
Just to know you and to make you know me, give the name on high. join me in the call to worship. I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising Him.
I will praise Him for what He has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad.
Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness.
Let us praise His name together.
Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible.
It is time for celebrations and concern. And the first celebration I can see here I need to highlight is We need to celebrate Wendy Dent, free of cancer. Fantastic. God is good. Amen. Also, I got to visit with Dorothy Wiley on Thursday, and also she's recovering well. Continue praying for her. And also, Monday is Veterans Day, so pray for veterans, pray for military personnel, pray for leaders in general, and also pray for those who are traveling, those who are not with us, keep them in your prayers, especially my wife, she's leaving Phoenix, Arizona, this morning, so keep her in your prayers. And I don't have any other prayer concern, so I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer. Father God, thank you that you have brought each of us safely up to this place. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and in praise at this moment. We pray that you may listen to our voices this morning. Lord Jesus, as we gather together, we want to remember those who are not with us today, those who are traveling, those who are not feeling well. We lift them up to you, that you reach out to them and bring healing to those who are not feeling well, and keep traveling, mercies, those who are traveling. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you because you are a faithful God. You have good plans for us. Lord, we want to lift up those who are disappointed, those who have low spirit. Lord, we pray that you restore the joy of salvation upon them. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we want to also thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for touching Wendy and others who are on the road to full recovery. We pray that you be with those also who have been diagnosed with ailments. We pray that you be with them and bring healing. Lord Jesus, we want to remember activities for today. We want to remember this worship service. We invite you to come and be with us, come and move in a mighty way. Lord Jesus, we trust in you. We know that you brought us here for a purpose. We know that you have blessings for us today. Lord, we want to commit the Sunday schools into your hands. We commit the fellowships in the afternoon into your hands. We commit even the church conference into your hand. We pray that whatever we do today, we bring glory and honor to your name. We pray for your guidance. We pray for understanding. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit upon each one of us as we gather today. Lord, we want to commit all unspoken prayer concerns into your hands this morning. We pray that you intercede for us. And we want to thank you, even because even when we do not know how to pray, we know you pray for us in heaven. We ask all these in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Oh God, we thank you for your patience with us as we struggle to keep our faith in you, even as we face life trials and tribulation. Like a loving parent, you persist us and we see ourselves the right direction life should go. And in your wonderful goodness, you give us new life. Thanks be to you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
Let's all stand and sing our praise again.
Your
seated.
Today's scripture lesson is from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you that are weary and stop and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, good news for God's people.
Praise God.
Let's pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this far. Lord, as we get ready to listen to your word, to sight through the scripture and learn something new, we want to invite you to be with us. Give us understanding. Give us prayerful attention. In Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. 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 I heard of this lady, and I think Dave heard about it too on Thursday. So this lady became angry at the pastor because she has been trying to call him, and the pastor was not picking the phone. When she caught up with him on Sunday, as she was shaking hands, you know, at the door, she told the pastor, I have been trying to get hold of you on Friday morning. I called and you are not picking the phone. I came to your office in the afternoon and I could not find you. And the pastor said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, but Friday is my day off. And she said, your day off? Kind of, you know, said it very self-righteously. Do you know the devil never have a day off? And the pastor said, yeah, you are absolutely right, ma'am. But if I was not taking a day off, I would be like a devil too. So surely, day off is necessary. Resting is necessary. And even God rested. If you read in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 2, it says, on the seventh day, God rested after all his work. So, rest is very necessary. Just think about it. We are all like in a rat race, especially, you know, as you see the years going, you know, the older I grow, the more I find out that people are very busy. I was tempted to get into that practice too, but I'm learning, you know, to go slow. Why? Because I have found out that a restless heart usually leads to reckless life. You have seen, even in driving, you know, over speeding will lead to wreck. So the same thing with, you know, going 100 miles an hour in whatever we do, it can lead to a reckless life. So in Matthew, and as we can see on the screen, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus invites us, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We need rest because we are human. We need a vacation. We need to go to the lake. We need to go to the mountains because we are human. We run out of energy. We get exhausted and we need some rest. We need some relaxation. In verse 29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What is a yoke? Probably young people do not understand what it means. So, a yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working together, when working in pairs. So the mother verse, as you can see on the screen, the mother verse Jesus is using are the metaphors that were familiar with the listeners, or rather the audience of Jesus. It was the language of the Old Testament. With a yoke on our necks, we are hard-driven. We are weary. We are given no rest. You can find that in Lamentation. The Israelites were lamenting, the caring, the heaviness of the yoke. So that was the language of Old Testament. And that is why Jesus is using here, because it is the language, it is the figurative language which the people was used to. So in this passage of Scripture, Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. What a deal. Why would anybody turn that deal down? Yes, some of you have heard this invitation before, and perhaps you have never acted on it. If you have never acted on it, then, it is like having a gift that has not been opened. God has given you a gift. Take it, but you take it and put it on the shelf and not opening it. So if you don't open it, will it do any good to you? No, it won't do good any. It won't do any good to you. So what keeps you from taking this important step of coming? Because Jesus says, come. He's inviting us. He says, come. That means we need to take a step, you know, to go where Jesus is. What causes me to delay going to Jesus or surrendering my life to the care and control of Jesus Christ? Perhaps most of the time is pride. And we hear in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 12, where it says, before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. Yes, humility comes before honor. So the Bible, he is very clear on telling us that pride is not good. It can lead to downfall. It can teach us a lesson. And that lesson is humility. It can humble us. So humility comes first. And second is honor. So after we are humble, then we can receive honor. So let us not delay in responding to the invitation of Jesus. Come and have some rest. So today, there are two steps here I can see in this passage that can help us find some spiritual rest. And first is to find spiritual rest. First is to take a step. Come. Jesus' first direction to you and to me is always come. No one else could say what Jesus could say here. No one else. Buddha cannot say it. Muhammad cannot say, come to me and I'll give you rest. It is only Jesus who can say this. There is no rest apart from Jesus. Rest is not found in idleness, but under his yoke and in his footstep. The yoke is a symbol of work. Jesus is not saying here, oh, come now, you have had a burnout, come and have some rest, don't do nothing, you are overworked. No, Jesus is not inviting us to sit back. He is saying the exact opposite of that. Come to me, take my yoke. Let's do the job together. Let's work together. Yes, so Jesus is inviting us to carry his yoke and walk together with him. So, where are you headed at this moment? And I do not mean your eternal destiny. I know most of us in this room have settled on that question. But what I do mean is, in what direction is your life headed to? Are you pointed towards Jesus or away from Jesus? Weariness and tiredness come when we are pointed away from Jesus. Today I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the gateway to rest. Let me say that again. Jesus is the gateway to find rest. The next slide, and this is the second step. The second step is to take. You have been invited to come. And I believe you have come to Jesus. Now you are with Jesus. And you are now joining Jesus in taking the yoke. So the second step is to take. This implies that it is mine. Jesus freely offers himself and his rest to you or to us. So it is mine. What I have been given by Jesus is mine. But I must be responsible to pick it up. If I do not pick it up, it won't do any good to me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, the command of Jesus are not burdensome, but light. It is not heavy, but it is light. So at first, the yoke is uncomfortable. It may feel uncomfortable. A young ox is not used to being tied to another. A young ox is not used to carrying a yoke. The touch of a yoke seems strange, and it tries to break it free, and as it does, the yoke cuts into its shoulder blade. It hurts. It suffers pain from its attempt to be free from the yoke. Yes, I remember, you know, maybe the older generation were using also oxia and horses. But in Kenya, we still use ox to plow the farm, to do the gardens, to pull things. And I always help my dad to break a yoke, you know, to train. And we would start when they are weaned from their mom, because we could easily subdue it and wrestle it down. An older one can hurt you with horns, but a small ox is easy to wrestle. But still, when you hook up the yoke on them, they run around, they break the yoke, and we go to the woods and cut another one, chop it, drill the holes, and put on them. So they are not used to it. They twist themselves, and you get to, you know, get some ointment, maybe balm, and put on them, maybe Vaseline, so that they can heal quick and they can carry the yoke. So a young ox is not used to. It suffers pain. But with time, as it follows the lead of the older ox, it no longer feels the yoke, because he will get used to carrying it. And he can see that is what everybody else is doing. So verse 29, going back to verse 29, in the next slide, I believe, it says, learn from me. And learn from me is the same word from which we get our word disciple, a student of Jesus Christ. The Lord is calling those who are suffering under a burden to become his disciples. Being a disciple of Jesus is the only real rest we will find. There is no other real rest apart from what we can find from Jesus Christ. Now, this is the thing we must realize. It is possible to be a Christian, a regular church goer, even someone who is active and busy in the church, and not be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I have to tell you this. Someone was talking to a professor about a young man in his class. He said, "John tells me that he is one of your students." To which the professor replied, "He may be attending my lectures, but believe me, he is not one of my students. He is not on my register. I don't mark his assignment. He is not my student." So it is possible, you know, to attend and not being a disciple, not being a student, not being a follower of Jesus Christ. So sometime this year, I received a phone call from the hospital, from nurses at the desk. They say that you have a church member here who would like your prayers. I would like to have your prayers. So I went there and I did not recognize the man. So we introduced ourselves. And I didn't ask him if he was a church member, because, you know, I was like, he might have been a church member who doesn't come. So I prayed for him and went back to church to look at the church records, and I could not find his name. I asked the people who who have been church members for a long time, and they could not recognize their name. I called the gentleman and asked him, when was the last time you were in this church? I can't find your name in the membership book. And he said, 30 years ago. And he's still a church member. So, church, I have to tell you this. If you are not part of the flock here on earth, it is possible that you won't be part of the flock in heaven. The heavenly journey has to start here on earth by being a disciple of Jesus Christ, by being a student, by being a follower of Jesus. On the other hand, it is possible to study the scriptures, to go to Sunday school, and to faithfully attend church meetings and never really come to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. We may not come under His Lordship. And that means we are not His disciples. So to be true disciples of Jesus Christ means that I daily come to Him, detaching myself from whatever I'm holding on to in this world, and take from Him His yoke for my life. Some of you may say, I have tried this several times, and it doesn't work for me. But my evaluation of that is that you are probably not fully understanding what it involves to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you have never involved yourself, you have involved yourself, but you have never been committed. You are just a member, but you have never been committed. So the invitation come here. Jesus is saying, come, turn from yourself to God and believe. Enter His rest. Jesus is ready to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He is ready to give you rest. Most people are tired in their spirit, and they try to find rest in all the wrong places. Some look to mate, maybe friends, pleasure, entertainment, a job, money, a bottle of wine, or swallow pill, try to find rest. People look everywhere and everything in the effort to find rest for their souls. I have to tell you that nothing and no one in this world can give you rest you are looking for apart from Jesus Christ. He has invited us, come and I will give you rest. He is willing and able to give us rest. So in closing, let me read the statement from St. Augustine of Hippo. And this is the statement, this is the famous passage from St. Augustine Confession, in which St. Augustine states, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Our hearts are restless until we find rest in Jesus Christ. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Jesus Christ. So I pray this morning that each one of us would learn to enter this rest that Jesus is inviting us to. This morning I'm here to tell you that there is a place of rest, a place of peace, and that place is where Jesus is. And in other words, it is in the presence of Jesus Christ that we can find some rest. We can find some rest for our souls. And that place can be even inside here during our worship time. It can be during the time for Holy Communion. It can be in Sunday school. It can be in youth fellowship. And it can be in any other spiritual fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for being with us up to this time. And thank you for offerings that we have brought before you this morning. Lord, I pray that you may bless this gift and multiply it for the extension of your kingdom. Lord, we also thank you for inviting us to come to your presence so that we can have some rest. I too pray that you help each one of us to accept your invitation to come and empty and receive the rest that we all need. Help us to willingly release to you our fear, our worries, our agenda, and our to-do list. Ease the tension and replenish our bodies. I pray that you silence the voices of doubt and speak your words of truth to our lives. I pray that you fill us with your peace, joy, and love until our lives reflect the beauty of resting in you. I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. That overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us.
Thank you.
There is no one like you.
Amen. Amen. And now receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. And may the Lord fill you with all the joy, all the love and peace, so that you may experience the beauty of rest in your life. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus Christ go with each one of you. Amen.